The White House is confirming a key detail in a whistleblower complaint that alleges President Donald Trump abused the power of his office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The complaint says the White House moved to lock down details of the president's July phone call with Ukraine's leader because officials understood the gravity of what had been said. A senior administration official acknowledges the rough transcript was moved to a highly classified system, but just why and when lawyers directed that move remain unclear. Attorneys here at the White House had been made aware of concerns about the president's comments on the call before the whistleblower complained to the intelligence community's inspector general. The president is stepping up his attacks on the whistleblower and whomever provided information used in the complaint. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning him against retaliating. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Pakistan's prime minister urged the international community Friday to intervene in Indian-controlled Kashmir and prevent a war between nuclear neighbors India and Pakistan. Imran Khan told the UN General Assembly the situation in Kashmir will turn into, in his words, a bloodbath.
So what do they think? What will the people of Kashmir do when they lift the curfew? They will be out in the streets. And what will these soldiers do? They will shoot them.
The security crackdown on the Muslim-majority territory has led to a dangerous escalation between the nuclear neighbors. Speaking a short time before Khan, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made no mention of the situation in Kashmir, but he did speak about terrorism. India says Kashmir is a bilateral issue to be resolved with Pakistan, but has resisted engaging in any talks. This is VOA News. More than 300 boys and men, some as young as five, and many in chains and bearing scars from beatings, were rescued in